Welcome to the 5 a.m. call, where the best dreams happen when you are awake. This is the first step to being successful in your business and achieving the growth you desire in your life. But it doesn't have to stop here. It's why we created BAMX, our platform for you to be the professional you need to be in this uncertain market. Not articles behind a paywall that only pontificate what you should think and do, but education that actually shows you how to do what you need in today's market. Every day, we continue to add more content to BAMX and our private Facebook community. Content that works. Content that our members have exclusive access to daily. That's why over 1,500 of you and climbing have joined us in BAMX. Use code 5AM and join the thousands of agents taking their business to the next level today. Code 5AM for 10% off. See you in BAMX.
What is up, everybody? It is 5 a.m. and I'm Tom Tool calling in from right outside Philadelphia. Have you ever seen or talked about, it's something called the Babble effect, right? And so a lot of times what will happen, this Babble effect, this is really, really fascinating, is that whoever talks the most in the room typically gets appointed the leader. And the reason people do that is, you know, when you look at this Babble effect, right, it's the loudest often thinks they're going to be appointed the leader. And, you know, it's actually a really faulty way of identifying leadership. You know, great leaders do not focus on being the smartest in the room. They make the room smarter. Leaders who dominate conversations hinder their ability to learn and adapt. And being the most confident doesn't mean you're the most competent. And we've all been around people like this where, when you think back to school, right, and the person that would raise their hand and answer questions all the time, and I'm not saying participation is bad. You want people to speak up. The challenge is that's not going to be the best way to identify the best leaders. And as leaders, you know, we're on this call to get better for a reason. I would argue that we need to hold everyone to a higher standard and let people talk more, let the room work itself out, because regardless of intelligence and expertise, groups often elevate those who command the most airtime. And it's really important to stop rewarding folks for dominating the conversation and start valuing quality over quantity. So how do you do that, right? I'm a big believer that less is more right now. As salespeople, you want to be the leader in that relationship. You want to be the alpha in the consumer relationship. And a great salesperson typically talks 20, 30% of the time and lets the consumer do most of the talking and guide this, right? So it's not always about demanding that most airtime, and that Babble effect can be something that's really important. So how do you deliver quality, right? Well, one is actually know what you're talking about. Understand the topic or seek to understand the topic. And if you're willing to do that, to take the time to do the research, understand what's going to happen, that's going to be something that's really important. Right? So that's one. Secondly, be inclusive of the voices around you, because my view is sometimes you got to let people talk, let them say what they need to say, and then get a couple opinions and actually collect, listen, and address feedback. Because when you get four people in a room, you get 10 people in a room, that's way better than one person trying to figure this out. So You've got to include those other voices, and that way, one, you're doing what's best for the company, the organization, the team, the mission, and two, people are going to feel comfortable with you leading them. And the last is looking for competence. What's the track record, right? And, you know, it's really critical to look at what people are actually doing, what results they're giving. And that has to do with following the data, right? There's some people that want to lead by talking and dominating the conversation instead of those that have data and facts and figures that back everything up. And that's going to be somebody that is leaning on competence, not confidence, right? It's not leaning on airtime, they're leaning on results and actual measurables. So be wary of that person that talks the most. Be wary of that person that's always looking for airtime. And instead, look for the people that are actually delivering results when you're trying to find leaders in your organization, you're trying to be a better leader, or you're maybe in like a peer group or something else. The Babel effect is real. Don't fall victim to it. Catch everyone tomorrow at 5 a.m.